because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of is Krishna, that means the source of all avatars, he would at times manifest his divine opulences.
Ali kako je Gospod Čajtanja izvor svih inkarnacija, on bi s vremena na vreme jednostavno manifestovao sva svoja obilja.
Lochandas Thakur has sung Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. It means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are most merciful.
Lochandas Thakur je u svojoj pesmi pevao kako su Gospod Čajtanja i Gospod Nityananda najmilostivije inkarnacije.
And they are the essence of all incarnations.
I oni predstavljaju suštinu svih inkarnacija.
And we will hear today a few examples which show how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested the opulences of these incarnations. We will hear before our ears how the curtain which is hiding Lord Chaitanya rips open. And we will look upon the stage of God, where Lord Chaitanya shows his different opulences. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, the best of Brahmanas came to Navadvip. He had a Gorvadan, a Gopal Shila around his neck. Every day he was worshipping the Shila with great attention. One day, it so happened that he arrived in Navadvip, the best of spiritual towns. And he heard that there is a Brahmana called Jagannath Mishra, whose wife Sachi Devi is the best of Brahmanis.
U tom gradu postoji najbolji od svih Brahmana, Jagannath Mishra, žena Šači Devi jeste najbolja od svih brahmana.
He decided to come for the evening and be the guest of this couple.
I on je odlučio da dođe jedan večer i da bude gost ovog para.
Little did he know that on this evening his travels would come to an end. Little did he know that on this evening his whole life would change. One moment. He came to Jagannath Mishra and said, "This evening my Gopal has not yet eaten. Give me some sabjis and allow me to cook in your kitchen for him." He cooked and then began to offer to his little Gopal. All of a sudden he saw how the child of Jagannath Mishra climbed on the altar. He was just in the midst of his Gayatri mantras, and he saw with his open eyes this child was spoiling the offering by eating it. "Go, child, leave my offering." And then he began to lament. "This has never happened. Gopal has to remain hungry this evening, and also I have to be hungry." When Jagannath Mishra heard about the incident, he said, No, Brahmana, our child is a little restless. "Don't be frustrated, tolerate. Cook a second time. Otherwise, our household is doomed. We want to serve you and your Gopal. You cannot remain hungry today." So after much consideration, the Brahmana again began to cook. He offered. And as he was in the midst of his Gayatri mantra, the mischievous little boy had climbed on the altar and ate what was standing before the deity of Gopal. Oh no! I know for sure, today, for some unknown reason, my Gopal doesn't want to eat anything. Therefore, he allows that this child always comes and spoils the offering. And also I have to remain hungry. On each grain which a person is eating for the day, his name is engraved. Today, no, my name is on no grain. I will not cook today. As he was making up his decision, a beautiful boy happened to walk through the courtyard. It was the older brother of Lord Gauranga, Vishwarupa. He was extremely learned in all the scriptures. And he had a happy smile around his face. And he said, "Best of the Brahmanas, cook again." "No, it's already very late. And today no grains bear my name. I will cook tomorrow. Now I will sleep with a hungry stomach." No, said Vishwarupa, "you should not be frustrated. The Lord wants, imagine if in this household, which is good and fortunate, we disappoint you and your Gopal, we will all go to hell." Vishwarupa offered many arguments, and at the end, the Brahmana began to cook a third time. Jagannath Mishra brought little Nimai to some neighbors. They locked the doors from outside and inside. Mother Sachi was taking care that little Nimai would fall asleep. Meanwhile, the Brahmana was cooking, and the time of the offering approached at midnight. Jagannath Mishra was guarding the door where Nimai slept with a stick. Then, by the inconceivable energy of the Lord, everyone fell asleep. At this moment, the Brahmana was at the end of his Gayatri mantra. "Krishnaya Govindaya," and he said the mantras. All of a sudden, on the altar, little Nimai, and he started to eat the offering. The Brahmana screamed, "Oh no, oh no, oh double no." At this moment, Nimai looked at him. "Foolish Brahmana, first you call me, and when I come, you want to send me away." And then the whole scene transformed. All of a sudden, the Brahmana saw a beautiful 8-armed forms. The Lord Gopal was there, having in four of his arms conch shell, club, disc and lotus flower. With two other arms, he was playing the flute. And in one arm, other arm, he held a butter pot with a freshly stolen butter. And with the eighth hand, he was eating the butter. Oh, listen how beautiful his form was. It was dark like the tamal tree. There were beautiful lotus hours, lotus eyes, extending to his ears. He stood on the bank of the sacred Yamuna River. And there was a forest of beautiful kadamba trees all around him. Unlimited gopis and gopas stood there offering beautiful prayers to Lord Gopal. And the saints and the demigods had all appeared to see and to play beautiful instruments for his pleasure. The Brahmana jumped up in ecstasy. Moje nasi dragi gospodin Gopal. He took the food and smeared it all over his body in ecstasy. This is Mahaprasadam. The food which the little naughty boy of the Brahmana had eaten is Mahaprasad of Lord Gopal. He could not become peaceful for even half a sesame seed of time. Finally, Jagannath Mishra came. He had heard the noise of ecstasy. By that time, Lord Chaitanya said, "Polako, polako." Do not tell anyone what you have seen. I am the Lord you have called. I am Lord your Gopal. Nasha Tainya. From that day on, the best of Brahmanas stayed nearby. He did not continue his travels throughout India. The end of his search had come. He had seen his dear Lord Gopal and Lord Chaitanya. Dear Vaishnavas, let me tell you, there were difficult times in Navadvip for the devotees before Lord Chaitanya manifested himself to one and everyone. When the devotees would gather and chant, the atheists were protesting. Especially they disliked Srivas Thakur, the best of devotees. They disliked. This Srivas Thakur, they said, is too much. The Muslim king needs to be informed that he's chanting this Hindu mantra. And then the Muslim king will become very angry at Navadvip. He will think we all don't follow his rule. And he will send his army. At that time, you will see no Srivas Thakur here. He will have fled. And the army will attack us, the good people of Navadvip. So before the army of the Muslim ruler comes, We will capture Shiva's Thakur and bring him to the king. Tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, let us take his house and bathe it into the Ganga. And we will send him to the Muslim ruler. Shiva's Thakur heard all these news. He heard how many atheists were making plans to destroy him and his family. And he heard that most probably the king's army was already on its way to capture and torture him. One morning, he sat and performed his worship. And he heard on the door a loud knocking. Oh, Krishna, Krishna.
Oh, Krishna, Krishna.
Help me. The Muslims are there. Open the door, Shivas. Krishna,
Krishna.
All of a sudden, the door burst open. And in the door he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A lot of light was coming from him. He manifested four arms. He walked through the room. Sat down on the altar. Shrivas, don't fear, I am here. The Lord whom you have called has appeared. Now worship me. And on that day, the first worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was done in some private house of Shivas. A little later, Lord Chaitanya was walking down the street and came by Shriva's house. It was only 4 days later. Or 10 days. As he was walking by, he heard how Shiva's Thakur was just reciting the Vishnu Sahasra Naam, the 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. Shiva's Thakur was just reciting the name Narasimha. When the sacred four silver Narasimha entered the ear hole of Gospodin Chaitanya, an amazing transformation took place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes became red like glowing hot coals. Like glowing red coals. His beautiful hairs stood on end. His limbs trembled. His eye was looking for something. And then he found it. A club which was leaning on the house door of Shivas. And he said, I'm very angry. Today I will destroy all the atheists in Navadvip.
Ah!
Sorry. He really roared. He ran on the marketplace. He looked exactly like Lord Narsingadev. There was no difference between him and Lord, the angry Lord. All the people of Navadvip began to run. The tables on the marketplace were falling over, with all the mangoes rolling over the floor. Lord Narsingadev stood on the marketplace of Navadvip. He was actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People did not know what to think or what to say. They were overwhelmed with ecstasy, shouting, Jai Narsingha! Later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Srivas Thakur. Srivas, what happened today? Have I said something inappropriate? Srivas remembered that the Lord had made but he said, no, you have acted very appropriately. In this way, Lord Chaitanya had manifested the form of Narasimhadev. Sabha avatar, the Lord is the source of all avatars. And he is always Kevala Ananda Kandya, the source of all ecstasy. Dear devotees, we will hear the last and most ecstatic of the Leelas we talk about today. Much, much, much later, Lord Chaitanya had already taken sannyas and he was on his pilgrimage to South India. One day, he stood in the sacred river Godavari taking his bath. All of a sudden, the Lord heard music and the recitation of Vedic hymns. A parade led by Brahmanas, with the governor Ramananda Roy in the middle, came to the bathing place. When Ramananda Roy saw in a little distance the large golden sannyasi standing in the river, he was speechless. Lord Gauranga had also seen his dear servant. Like a lion, he came out of the water, went to Ramananda Roy and embraced him. Ramananda Roy was full of ecstasy. Who was this being? Could it be that he was him? The Lord? Then he said to Chaitanya, let us talk in the evening. Chaitanya said, Yes, there are so many unqualified people here. Come to me this evening. Oh, on that evening when they met, many things were discussed. Rama, but this time the Lord was asking his servant to speak, not that he was speaking. Ramananda Roy was answering the questions of the Lord. The Lord asked, what is the best song? Ramananda Roy said, that which glorifies Radha and Krishna is the best song. The Lord asked, what is the greatest misery? To be separated from the devotee is the greatest misery. And in this way, Ramananda Roy was answering the questions of the Lord and speaking the highest truths. Finally, he said, I don't know how I am speaking. You are actually the instrument player and I am your instrument. Then Ramananda Roy had a darshan of the Lord. He saw him at first as a sannyasi. Then he saw him all of a sudden as the beautiful Shyama Sundar playing on his flute. And finally he saw a golden doll, Shrimati Radharani. And he saw how Shyama Sundar was entering into the heart of Radha. This is what Ramananda Roy said. First I was seeing you as a sannyasi. But now I'm seeing you as Shyama Sundara, a cowherd boy. With a beautiful form like the dark monsoon cloud. I saw you playing on your flute. And now I'm seeing a golden doll. Please tell me, what is the mystery of what you are? Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said with great humility, it is natural that you see Lord Krishna in me, because you are a Mahabhagavat who sees Krishna everywhere. Then Ramananda Rai said, no, don't play tricks on me. I know who you are. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him the full darshan. Krishna was entering the heart of Srimati Radharani. He stole the golden complexion of love from Radha. And he came out as a golden sannyasi. He is Krishna with the complexion of Radharani. When Ramananda Roy saw this, he fainted in ecstasy. He couldn't say anything. When he woke up, he again saw that beautiful, charming form. Krishna, who had actually come in the form of Radha. he was screaming, he was dancing, ha ha, I have seen. Vidio sam, yeah. But Lord Chaitanya said, polako, polako, don't tell anyone what you have seen. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, the source of all avatars. He has come to this fallen age of Kali. He has even come on our altar to bless us, the people of Serbia and Bosnia and Croatia and Germany and Switzerland. He has brought a gift with him. He wants us to take this gift in this summer camp. He has brought the gift of Krishna Prema. This afternoon we announced a simple little spiritual ritual which will help you. We hear from sacred scriptures that before entering a sacred practice, a sankalpa is made, which means that you declare to Lord Krishna your intention. If you do not have a goal, you will not reach a goal. When you are in a boat rowing over the a lake, but you really have not fixed a goal, you might turn in circles. My dear devotees, what is your goal in coming to this summer camp? Surely you all want to see your friends again. Surely you want to talk like we do in the Balkanitska area. Some of you might even look for a moosh or a ženja. It's possible. We are human beings. But do you have also other goals? A spiritual retreat like this can offer you great spiritual benefit. But you have to fix your mind on this Radha Madhava. Yes. We have to fix our mind. We have to fix our mind on a spiritual goal, otherwise we will not reach a spiritual goal. So, when coming to such a summer camp, it's good in the beginning that we all turn for a moment to our deities. And we think of how we want to come closer to Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. At this moment we don't have a temple in Serbia. Some devotees have a temple in their hearts, but these are very few devotees. Most of us don't have a temple which we visit every day. But in this summer camp, we can actually learn how to turn to Krishna. And please, we should now turn for just, I need a wristwatch, Gaura Ari. Please give me your wristwatch. You will get it back. Please let us all turn now to the deities. Let us concentrate for a moment on the deities. We will all chant one time the Maha Mantra together. Or two mantras we will chant together, actually. And then we will pray to the deities that we want to, whatever you want in the summer camp.
И онда ćemo se pomoliti božanstvima za što god želite da se pomolite.
Some of you might pray that please let me please you with singing and chanting nicely.
Neki od vas možda će se moliti, molite dopusti mi da pevam I da slušam lepo.
Some of you might pray let me come closer to you.
Neki od vas će se moliti, molite dopusti mi da ti priđem bliže.
Some of you might pray that let my children have a Krishna conscious experience. Whatever you want, you please explain to the deities in your mind. And I'm sure that the deities will fulfill it. Please repeat. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. Tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now please, for a moment, meditate about your spiritual goal which you would like to fulfill in this summer camp. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare
Rama,
Rama
Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hari Bose, thank you very much. Please turn back to this direction. I have one last little announcement and request. It is possible to have on Saturday a Ratha Yatra in Novi Sad. We have the permission. But we do not yet have Lord Jagannath, the main figure of the Ratha Yatra. Lord Jagannath is still happily resting in Pula. We can only have this Ratha Yatra if he comes here to Serbia. So when does the Lord appear? Does he appear when we pay a driver to drive him somewhere? Or does he appear by the Croatian and Serbian Postal Service? Or maybe by the train transportation? No. The Lord appears when the devotees want him to appear. When I asked the organizers, will we have a Ratha Yatra? They said, some say yes, others say no. It was an answer, as we can expect it in this area. So now I think it's up to the devotees to make the Lord appear. Please desire to have a Ratha Yatra festival. It's such a wonderful festival. We just had one in Zurich. It's actually the festival where the Lord comes in our heart. And if we can bring him to the people of Novi Sad, it would be a breakthrough. So please remember, Lord Jagannath does not come due to a transportation arrangement. He comes when the devotees of the summer camp in Serbia 2004 want the Lord in their heart. Yes. So, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be amongst you. I still can't believe it that I'm here. But tomorrow I think I will believe it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki, Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Sri Haridas Thakur ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.